Hi, this is Christy Eldridge, and this is Everyday Prophecy. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the podcast. I'm so excited that you're here with me, and I just encourage you to take this word to the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer. I encourage you to test the spirit behind the word, to judge the word, to sit with Jesus. Let this prophetic word push you into the arms of Jesus Christ. Let it propel you toward a deeper relationship of intimacy and love with Jesus. And so I'm just going to get started here. So Holy Spirit, I thank you, God, for who you are. Lord, I thank you for who you are. I thank you, God, that you've anointed me to prophesy today. And I thank you, God, that I ask you for love for every person. I ask you for your heart of love, supernatural love, Jesus. Hallelujah. So that I could prophesy through love. It says in your word to pursue the spirit, to pursue love and earnestly desire the spiritual gifts, especially that we would prophesy. But the first part of that, Lord, is to pursue love. So help me. I pray for prophetic accuracy. I just pray that everything I say today would be from you, Lord, and it would be for your glory, and it would push your people toward a deeper relationship with you, Jesus, because that is the true prophetic. Hallelujah. Help me. I'm going to flow with the Lord. I don't have these words ahead of time. So I'm just going to pray in the spirit like I normally do, and I'm going to listen to the heart of the Father for you today. I just heard so clearly, you make my heart sing. The Lord says, you make my heart sing. Oh, you think that I'm disappointed in you. You think that you missed the mark, and it's actually the opposite. Hallelujah, Jesus. You in no way have disappointed me. Wow, you in no way have disappointed me. I am so proud of you, says the Father. I am so proud of you, how you stood your ground, how you stand in faith. Say, you are my son, you are my daughter, he says, in whom I'm well pleased. He says, I know it's been hard. I know it's been hard. But if you could see where I'm taking you, you'd understand why. If you could see where I'm taking you, the heights that I'm taking you to, you would understand why this season is necessary. He says, I'm burning it all away. I'm burning it all away. I use all things for your good, he says. I use all things and I turn it around for your good. So I'm healing you. I'm delivering you. I'm taking you deeper into deeper realms of intimacy with me, he says. And I am imparting something to you, says the Lord. I'm actually depositing something in you, says the Lord, in these times of deep trial and tribulation and the storm and the raging storm. He says, I'm depositing in you what you need to move forward. There's an impartation of perseverance. There's an impartation of steadfastness. He says, I am rooting you and I am grounding you in the love of Christ. I am rooting you and I am grounding you. And I see an image of a tree, and I'm reminded of the trees in Ezekiel 47 that are along the river, and they are fruitful 12 months of the year. And he says, I am rooting and grounding you. You are those trees, and your roots run deep. And so even in times of drought, even in times of storms, in at tornadoes and the winds that come and the different conditions that come, you will stand. And you will have nourishment from Christ because your roots run deep into him. And so while the rest of the world is flailing, you will be the one that's standing firm. You will be the one bearing fruit. They will come to your tree. They will sit underneath your tree. They will pick your fruit. They will eat your fruit. And they will come to know me. They will receive healing. In their bodies, in their hearts, in their minds, you're not limited. They will receive deliverance. because of the path that you've walked in, because of the way that you've walked, because of the way that you've moved in great faith, now you have something to give. Now your life looks different and they notice it. Now they say there's something different about her. There's something different about him. What is that thing? I want that thing. Haven't you read the news? Don't you see what's going on in the world? Don't you hear about that war? Didn't you hear about the gunshots, the person that was killed? Look at what's going on. Why aren't you nervous? And you walk around in peace. You walk around in joy. You have a smile on your face because you are in Christ. Because you are in Christ. This is a season of abiding, of deep abiding, says the Lord. I'm giving you the grace to abide in a way that you've never done this before. You've never done this before. It's going to surprise you, the grace to abide in Christ. The attacks will come, but now you will stand in the love of Jesus Christ. And it can't touch you in that place. It can't touch you in that place. But you had to walk through the fire. You had to walk through the refinement. You had to walk through the refinement. And now, there's a level of holiness. There's a level of holiness that most people do not attain. But I am handing it to you. And I see him handing you some keys. And these are the keys to walk in the high places with the Lord. He says, take a hold. Take a hold of me. Take a hold of me. Abide in me. Ask for the grace to abide, and it will be done for you. Ask for the grace to abide, and it will be done for you. And he's asking me to end the word there. So I thank you, Father, for a good word. I thank you, Lord, for your word. And I just pray right now for every person listening, God, for the grace to abide. Give them grace, God, to abide. Teach us to abide. Give me grace to abide, Lord, that we would stay with you, Jesus, in this place of safety, that we would stay with you, Jesus, because with you, in you, it's safe. In you, the enemy cannot touch us. There is no condemnation for those that are in Christ. Help us to remain in you, to remain in your love. Help us, Lord, to put on the full armor of God every day. The helmet of salvation, put it on their heads, God. I just pray that you would pray with me right now. Listen, Lord, I thank you, God, I put on the helmet of salvation. Thank you, Lord, that my mind is fully protected. My mind is fully protected. Thank you, God. I put on the breastplate of righteousness. Put it on with me. The breastplate of righteousness, the righteousness of Jesus Christ himself. The breastplate goes over your heart, Lord. Let it guard our hearts against the attacks of the enemy, against attacks through other people, God, against offenses, God. Put on that breastplate of righteousness to guard our hearts. I hold up the shield of faith to extinguish all of the flaming arrows of the enemy. Hold it up with me. Thank you, Jesus. And that shield of faith, I like to think of it as the blood of Jesus as a wall. It's a shield. It's a wall. The blood of Jesus protecting me against those arrows of the enemy. They just hit that blood and then they just fall short. They don't even get to you. They don't even get to you. They don't even get to me. Hallelujah. Thank you for the blood, Jesus. I hold up the shield, the sword of the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Hold it up. It is the word of God. You have not given me a spirit of fear, but you've given me a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. And I thank you, God, for my sound mind. I thank you, God, for your power. I thank you, God, for your love. I do not partner with fear because you've not given me fear. Fear is not mine. Fear is a spirit. Fear is not yours. Fear is a spirit. And I don't partner with anything but the Spirit of God. So I thank you, God, for your power, for your love, and for my sound mind, my inheritance. Thank you, God. Say these things with me. I'm praying these things over you. Hallelujah. Put on the belt of truth with me. Put it around your waist firmly. It supports you. It girds you. Hallelujah. God's truth, who he has told you. What has he told you? What has he told you? What has he personally told you about who you are, about the calling and destiny on your life? And I just hear right now that you have this prophetic call on your life. And so put that around your waist and speak out those truths that God has told you. Thank you, God. We thank you, God. We put on the sandals of the gospel of peace. The sandals of peace. We stand in peace. We walk in peace. We have perfect peace. That is our portion. That is your portion, is perfect peace. So I pray that perfect peace, that you stand in perfect peace, that when you walk, you dispel the darkness, because the light in you, Christ in you, dispels the darkness as you walk. You're seated in high places, high above the enemy. You're seated high above with Christ, high above the enemy. You're not on the defense, you're on the offense. Hallelujah. You're the head and not the tail. Say that. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. Say that. You're above and not beneath. We need to know our position. We need to know our position. The enemy knows our position. He just is banking on the fact that we might forget. That we might forget who lives in us. Who lives in you. Jesus Christ is joined to you. The power of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit lives in you. You are a temple of the Most High God. And the enemy knows full well who you are. And so it's time that we take a hold, that we renew our minds daily, and that we pray over ourselves, that we renew our minds, that we put on the full armor of God, that we speak out these truths about the Lord, that we get into the Word. Thank you, God, that we pray in the Spirit. Thank you, God. And so, Lord, I pray right now that you would give them the grace to pray in the Spirit, to pray in tongues, God. And anyone that does not have their prayer language yet, Lord, I ask you to give it to them. I ask you to put a hunger and a desire in their heart to start asking for it, to start crying out for it, and to know that it is for them. It is for every believer. Hallelujah. We give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.